So this is the second Neverlang problem, and he's looking for F and P.
F and P.
So if you find a minimal pair, you get to throw it on the fire really soon, and then we can have marshmallows. If you don't find a minimal pair, then we have to find the pattern of complementary distribution before you may have a marshmallow.
So I have a P at the beginning of a word. I have a P in the middle of a word. So I have a P at the beginning of pla, and a P in the middle of vapla, and a P in the middle of kaplono, and one at the beginning of prefi, and in the middle of kalapli, and the beginning of previ. And I don't have any P's at the ends of words, but I don't have any F's at the ends of words either. There's nothing at the end, no consonants at the ends of words. Mm-hmm. So, so now I'm suspicious about what else is on either side of the F or the P.
Mm-hmm. Have you determined that you found no minimal pair, or are you still looking for a minimal pair?
No minimal pair of for F and P. No, I have not. Okay. No.
Okay.
No minimal pair for F and P. Partly because there's lots of P's at the beginnings of words, but there are no F's at the beginnings of words. I have both F and P in the middles of words.
So you're suspicious already because you don't see any word initial F's.
Right, no word initial F's tells me there's probably something different about F than P.
Okay.
And if I look in the middles of words, then I see gafa, vafili, prefi, klanafo. So all the F's that I see so far are in between vowels.
Okay.
Whereas pla, vapla, kaplono, prefi, kalapli, previ, none of the P's are between vowels. They're all, even if they're after a vowel, they're before a consonant.
Okay.
So I think F and P are probably allophones of the same phoneme, and the P allophone can occur, well, it...
If you know where one of them occurs, it's easier. You could start with that one.
So
there's elsewhere, which is always good.
The P, yeah, so the P seems to only occur before another consonant. Whether it's at the beginning of a word or not, it's always before another consonant, and the F seems to only occur between vowels. So, I guess, yeah, if the F only occurs between vowels, the P occurs elsewhere.
Okay.
Seems like I could probably say that.
I think from the data you have.
From the data I have. I would want to see an example of one of these at the beginning of a word followed by a vowel, which I don't see any evidence of one way or another.
Right. So the only thing you can do in a case like this is trust your data.
Yeah.
Because...
So it looks like there can be no F's at the beginnings of words, but there can be P's at the beginnings of words. But the P's have to be followed by a consonant.
Okay, so what are you going to say about the status of F and P?
F and P are allophones of the same phoneme.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to say.
In complementary distribution, yes?
In complementary distribution, yes.
Okay. You may wad that up and throw it on the fire, sir.
Okay.
Good job. Oh, I was about to turn this off, and I thought, no, you get it.
I almost threw away the next one.
There it goes, into the fire pit. Okay. We're going to draw straws to see who does the next one. Hang on just a second.
Man.